Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Ho, ho, ho! I'm in my countdown to the holidays mode, which admittedly would be a bit easier to maintain if Moscow weather weren't giving me the muddy background of October or March, while I'm craving fluffy piles of December snow. Be that as it may, since you might be receiving invitations to cocktail, which is a cocktail party, honest, or gala vecher, a gala, I thought it might be helpful to have a little party primer so you know where you're going, what to bring, and how to dress. If in Russian, praznik is any kind of holiday celebration, festivity, or feast, in English we have the all-purpose word party, which refers to anything from having your neighbor in for a glass of wine to renting out the Petrovsky Palace for 200 of your closest personal friends. Since Russian doesn't have one word fits all for this, it has taken the English word, dropping the R in the Russian version of British English. Party. Really, that's a word. Party. I honestly don't have the imagination to make this up. What I could also not make up is that party is feminine gender, which may be because it is really just vecherinka, the real word for party in Russian, which is also feminine gender. But until I find out, you can say, Я устроила фантастическую party у себя. I had a fantastic party at my place. Now, back to real Russian, where the words for parties are mostly derived from when they are held, who is invited, or what you do at them. First up is vecherinka, from вечер, evening. Here is an old-fashioned one. Мы устраивали вечеринки, танцы под пластинки, разбавленные алкоголем. We used to have parties where we danced to records, all loosened up by booze. And here's a new-fashioned one.
И разве это не украшение лыжной поездки? 2-3 дня в Монте-Карло и одна сплошная вечеринка, полная гламура.
Wouldn't it be just the perfect icing on the cake to a ski trip to go for 2 or 3 days in Monte Carlo, where it's one non-stop glamorous party? Next up is вечер, вечеринка's more staid cousin. These are often public events along the lines of поэтический вечер, an evening of poetry. But they can also be very private events, along the lines of романтический вечер, a romantic evening. Dress accordingly. Very staid indeed would be прием, a reception, which is derived from the verb принимать, to receive, and is, in very polite, correct Russian, прием гостей, a reception of guests. I assume this is from the days when you'd be receiving guests for certain hours on certain days, but hey, I'm a middle-class kid from Schenectady, New York. What do I know?
Она устроила большой прием гостей. Стол ломился от изысканного угощения.
She held a big reception with tables groaning under platters of delicacies. If you get invited to a prium, chances are it's going to be rather formal. Polish your shoes. In Russia, dirty shoes are a very grave sin. In the old days, the biggest shock Russians experienced in the U.S. was the cocktail party, an event where, in the horrified words of a beloved friend, Пьют стоя без закусок. They drink standing up without anything to eat. Lately, Russians have not only stopped howling with horror over them, but they've started having them. They call them either prium cocktail, a cocktail reception, or simply cocktail, cocktails. Notice that in Russian it's in the singular and in English it's in the plural. Magazines tout their benefits over more formal parties for the modern host or hostess. К проведению коктейля нужно гораздо меньше готовиться, времени само мероприятие занимает меньше и позволяет в сравнительно небольшом доме принять много народа. I'm going to say that again, and you can choose. К проведению коктейля нужно гораздо меньше готовиться. Времени само мероприятие занимает меньше и позволяет в сравнительно небольшом доме принять много народа. The preparation for a cocktail party is much less. The party itself takes less time, and it permits you to receive a lot of guests in a relatively small home. This is also true of Moscow-sized apartments. Bring a host or hostess gift, and wear something slightly nicer than usual work clothes. Much less formal and much more traditional is the lovely посиделки from посидеть, to sit for a while. This is the way Russians traditionally welcome guests and celebrate, sitting down at a table with food and drink. This is so important that you might even plan your house around it. В расчете на частые дружеские посиделки мы сделали не просто кухню, а настоящую большую столовую, где всем просторно и в то же время уютно. We were considering that we'd often have friends over for get-togethers, so we didn't make just a kitchen, but we made a huge, real dining room where everyone would have plenty of room. But it would be cozy, too. We were considering that we'd often have friends over for get-togethers, so we didn't make just a kitchen, but we made a huge, real dining room where everyone would have plenty of room, but it would be cozy, too. Bring sweets or something to drink. Dress code depends on your friends. In the old days, there were also traditional devishniki and malchishniki, hen parties and stag parties before weddings, that now seem to be organized based on American B-movies. But you can use these terms for any single-sex gathering. Мой муж сегодня поехал на мальчишник. По четвергам ребята идут в баню. Today, my husband is having a boys' night out. Every Thursday, the guys go to the bathhouse. Wear clean underwear. If you are expecting to drink a lot, you use the party word derived from the verb to have a good time, гулять, to get гулянка, or the word derived from the verb to drink a great deal, пьянствовать, to get пьянка. Or better yet, you combine the two, пьянка, гулянка, a blowout, a bash. Вместе с мастерской Саша унаследовала чудесную богемную жизнь с пьянками-гулянками, интересными людьми из всех слоев общества. In addition to inheriting the studio, Саша inherited a bohemian lifestyle with drinking parties and fascinating people from every walk of life. Wear something washable, bring booze. You might get invited to an interesting-sounding party, Сабантуй. If you were in the Volga region in the spring, you've just been invited to a really big celebration after the plowing and planting among Tatars, Bashkirs, and other national groups. If you were in Moscow among Russians, chances are it means a big party with lots to eat and drink. Перед праздниками в редакции всегда устраивался Сабантуй. Before the holidays, our editorial group always let it rip at a big party. Bring food, drink, and taxi money. And finally, there's a get-together that is, for reasons I cannot completely explain, one of my favorite words in Russian, между собойчик. This is any get-together of insiders or close friends,
a party without any outsiders. Всегда были между собойчики в домашней обстановке, чай, пироги или выпивка и ужин.
We always had our closest friends over to our place, and we'd sit around and have tea and pastries, or dinner with something to drink. Now, don't you wish you were an insider at their между собойчик? But wherever you are invited this holiday season, may your days be merry and bright. That's it for this week and for a few more weeks as I take some time off for the holidays. We hope your holiday generosity will extend to your friends here at the Moscow Times, and you'll bring us some good cheer with a contribution to our support fund. But in any case, с праздниками!